Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Many modern people think of God as some indulgent grandfather who makes no demands on his children. An honest reading of Scripture will remove that false view forever. Even in the Garden of Eden, God gave commands, both negative and positive, to our original parents. God commanded, "Of every tree in the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof you shall surely die." Genesis 2:16-17. God also commanded Adam and Eve to dress the garden and to keep it. Genesis 2:15. Was God being capricious when He forbade Adam and Eve to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Would not the grace of God cover their disobedience when they ate of the forbidden fruit and failed to dress the garden and to keep it? Moses commanded the people of God, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God?" Deuteronomy 10:12. Over and over, Moses and the prophets admonished the Israelites to fear God. In this same chapter in Deuteronomy, Moses urged the Jews, "You shall fear the Lord your God. Him shall you serve, and to Him you shall cleave and swear by His name." Deuteronomy 10:20. Probably the best-known Old Testament passage using that language is this one. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14. The New Testament seldom uses that kind of language. The Apostle Peter urged his readers, "Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." 1 Peter 2:17. The tenses of the verbs in this verse are revealing. A literal translation of the verse, taking into consideration the tenses of the verbs, would read, "As the occasion arises, show honor to all men. Love the brotherhood continually. Fear God always. Continue to honor the king." Fearing God is not one option among many. It is a requirement of the gospel of Christ. But what does it mean to fear God? Does it mean that His children should be afraid of Him? Generally speaking, fearing God always involves having respect and reverence for Him. Have you ever wondered if the people involved in religious programs on television have any understanding of the expression, "fear God"? If some of these groups show any respect for God and for His Word, I have yet to discern it. For example, there is an enormous amount of dancing, swinging, swaying, and jumping up and down. I have never seen a rock and roll concert, but I have seen them on television. I can see precious little difference between the raucous concerts and what occurs on many of the programs on Trinity Broadcasting Network and on the Inspiration Channel. I'm not questioning the sincerity of the preachers or their supporters on television, but what they do has little or no resemblance to what one reads in the New Testament. Dan Chambers' book, Showtime, Worship in an Age of Show Business, describes one worship service. The preacher's services are filled with showmanship, laser light special effects that feature an actor portraying Christ's ascension, camels and donkeys at the Christmas pageant, and often a 10-piece orchestra backing up 150 choir members. Page 33. One church staged a wrestling match featuring church employees. To train for the event, 10 game employees got lessons from Tugboat Taylor, a professional wrestler, in pulling hair, kicking shins, and tossing bodies around without doing any real harm. Page 34. If any of this has any resemblance to New Testament worship, I am not able to discover it. Thank you, and may God bless you.